It does not recognize my finger.
Hey, I recognize that finger.
Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Today we have a twofer on feedback from Melissa and Ian. First, Melissa, who says,
"Holy crap, everything I've been writing is the heroine's journey. Light dawns."
Excellent! Very glad that we were able to help. Ian says,
"I wanted to chime in on Sarah's question on too much backstory. You answered with possible solutions, but I wanted to add encouraging cases where it has not been a problem, but a strength. A possible dubious case would be the Silmarillion, perhaps. And lawyers turned writers seem to have it bad. I can't find the interview, but Jeffrey Deaver confessed to writing 5 pages of notes and outlines for every page of finished book, which seems excessive, but whatever works."
Those are good examples. Though I'll push back a little bit on the Silmarillion, just insofar as that what you see in the Silmarillion, though edited together and gorgeous, they're actually full stories there. It's just that he was never able or interested in collecting them together. But the Hymn of Ilúvatar, the Lay of Beren and Lúthien, all of those were just fantastic. If you want to see what Tolkien's actual backstory process was, rather than the Silmarillion, look at the History of Middle-earth, which is, again, full of stuff that was unpublished, some of which was finished, and some of which was amazingly cumbersome and meandering as he went and tried to discover his story. Like, for example, Frodo was initially called Bingo. Not kidding.
I think that was our dog's shelter name.
But yeah, you can get amazing stuff out of too much backstory, and it can be a strength if you've got a particular kind of mind. Not the kind of mind that I have, so obviously I advocate methods that either work for me or that I understand well enough to articulate. But yes, there are some writers for whom that kind of a process works extraordinarily well. And you're right, Tolkien and Deaver are both ones to look at for examples of that sort of thing. Another one to look at for a good example of that sort of thing is writing the blockbuster novel by Albert Zuckerman, who was Ken Follett's literary agent and collaborator for several books. Extensive backstory, prep, rewrites, not quite as extensive as Tolkien or as Sarah was dealing with, but it does go well into a viable, proven viable by multiple international bestsellers process of extensive, what I would call over-preparation for writing a book. So there you go. Thank you very much for the feedback, Ian. Sarah, I hope you find that useful. Maybe more useful than the stuff I was able to pony up. Either way, I'll see all of you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.